This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, we'll fill you in on an educational opportunity for those of you interested in taking part in the Extension Master Gardener program locally. Joining us now is K-State Research and Extension Specialist in Nursery Crop Production and Marketing, Cheryl Boyer. Cheryl will be coordinating this next round of training for the Master Gardener program. We best let folks know exactly what that program is, Cheryl. It's been around for eons, but there may be folks yet unfamiliar with it.
That's true. The Extension Master Gardener program is for folks who have an interest in horticulture. So basic training really tries to get you up to speed. And I call it horticultural whiplash because it's just a lot of information. We don't expect you to have the equivalent of a horticulture degree of any kind, but it does give you a really good round opening perspective so that you can turn around and engage with your extension office by volunteering. So a lot of the questions that come into county offices are horticulture. And if they're lucky, they might have one horticulture agent, or it might not be anybody with that full responsibility. So master gardeners share their love of and interest in and their knowledge of horticulture and really help extend the reach of the agents in each county by helping answer questions. Sometimes they do that through hotlines or email or programs. And they also go out into the community and do work with civic groups and youth groups to share resources with those groups as well.
They are an invaluable resource in so many ways, but these individuals do have to go through the formal training, and that next opportunity for said training will be starting relatively soon, you say?
That's right. So it is going to differ by county, and if you're interested in it, we encourage you to contact your local office to make sure you know how they are going to handle it. But from the state level, for the very first time, we're going to offer an online version of the training. One day a week, 2 3-hour sessions in one day. So it's a full day of training. It'll start September 3rd. And I need registration information before that. So you'll want to talk with your local office for application information. But we'll go September 3rd through December 17th. And it'll be Thursday afternoons from 1 to 3. And it will be recorded. So we're working on lots of ways for people to access this basic training.
Excellent. If you could, as far as the subject matter, Cheryl, give us a quick rundown of the topics that will be covered at each of these Thursday afternoon sessions.
Sure. So we're going to start with, well, the first day will be a big welcome and orientation. Then we'll have plant growth and development, soils, turf grass in Kansas, annual and perennial flowers, landscape maintenance, woody ornamentals, vegetable gardening, insects and entomology, pesticide use and safety, plant diseases, fruit in Kansas, landscape design, wildlife management, and then we will end with a virtual ceremony and celebration.
So as far as taking part as a potential master gardener, what need one do? Is there a fee associated, anything of that ilk?
So there are some expectations and fees, and those differ depending on what county you're in. We do have a base level of participation cost, and that's $45. And then local counties usually have some other fees that include things like a name tag and a t-shirt. You will get a certificate as well. So it varies by county. So you'll need to touch base with the local extension office. And if you still have questions, they'll have answers for you pretty quickly. And we look forward to participating with each of you as you consider this as an excellent volunteer opportunity for your life.
And what we're talking about here, Extension Master Gardener training, coming up starting with the first of multiple sessions on Thursday, September the 3rd. If this interests you, by all means, pursue it right away through your local extension personnel. They can give you full guidance on this. Cheryl, thanks as always. We appreciate your time and your input.
You're welcome.
Cheryl Boyer, Nursery Crops Production and Marketing Specialist at Kansas State University, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.